21.10. EDE 01070520251400 NB, audio. Development. The progress of this device will not be made at a campsite, but in a specialized center with the resources and equipment necessary for research. However, it is possible to reduce the time lost associated with this project by anticipating problems that may arise. In order of difficulty, here's what I'm thinking. 1. Develop the product for a specific propellant. 2. Develop the product for all propellants. 3. Develop a versatile device that can operate in any liquid. This short list reminds us that it's not as simple as it seems. Let's start with the problems. Any metallic element is affected by cold. The concept of superconductors has been around for a long time, and it reminds me of some readings on the subject in Montreal libraries. Cold reduces the electrical resistance of metals and, in turn, increases the magnetic power of electromagnets. In short, if the temperature of the propellant to be measured, or of the mechanical and electrical measuring devices, is not stable, reading errors will be introduced into the results. Point 1 on the list is the simplest in the design process. If it is not possible to resolve this point, the project is a failure. Developing a propellant-based machine is a last resort for us, and before reaching that point, we are among those who prefer to try to resolve problems first. Whether the sensors are capacitive, magnetic, light, or even simple reed switches, the temperature will affect the reading. In sketch EDED69, the ball is cooled by the propellant poured into the cylinder. It is to be expected that if the ball is at TPN, temperature, and normal pressure, propellant degassing will distort the results, and this is unacceptable. I also ask myself the following question: can a magnetic ball change the properties of a propellant or another type of liquid? These questions are a priority in the development of this project in order to reduce the costs and time frames of this machine as much as possible. A simple solution is explained in the children's section. This solution should also be analyzed for propellants because it has many advantages. The ball or cylinder can be non-metallic, for one thing. The delta T accuracy will depend almost entirely on the temperature of the propellant and not on the mechanical and electrical assembly. Only two small conductors need to be broken by the gravity of a mass. This greatly reduces the parasitic factors. Here, the problem lies in the mass, velocity, and force ratios required to break a very small diameter conductive wire. A measuring instrument must draw a small amount of energy to operate. In this case, a breaking force on a conductor maintained at a very low temperature. This is a plus for breaking. However, the mass must strike the conductive wire in the same place each time, and this is not simple. This is a principle I came up with while explaining the concept of acceleration to children. See the following link. To begin with, I decided to use reactants as the sensor elements. The reason for this choice is the lack of direct contact with the propellant. Do we already have a first lead? Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of kidnapping in September 2007. This May 7th, 2025.